Tosfos on Daf Yud Ches tells a story about Rabbi Natan that his sister died on Shabbos, and they told him about it Motzei Shabbos when he was in a different city, and he ate meat and drank wine, achal basar v'shasha yayin, and he said that since she has a husband and the husband is chayiv in hakfura, so therefore he's not also to eat basar v'yayin. So the Rosh asks on the Rabbi Natan, if that's so, so there should never be aninus, only that's noyig only to the b'nei hames who are chayiv in kfura, but because they're the yoshim, but the others who are not yoshim, his father, his brothers, they should not be chayiv. The din aninus should not apply to them. And what's also difficult is that the husband is chayiv in kfuras ishto, is only a takonis ksubas, the most says in ksubas and daf mem zayin, because it's kfurasa tachas ksubasa, and that's a shibud mamon, it's a financial shibud on him, which is chal only on the husband. But beyond that chiyuv, the chiyuv mamon because of the ksuba, there's also a chiyuv kfura included in hilchas avelus, as we explained the other day. In the Rambam Shita, that he learns the Chiyuv Kfura is Halach in Hilchas Avelus, and that offhand is Chal on all the Kvovim equivalently. So why was Rabbi Natan Potter from Hilchas Aninus? Because there was a Chiyuv Kfura also from the perspective of Avelus. Even though that the Shibud Mammon of kfura is only on the husband. So in order to explain this, the Rav said, often the halacha, we see that the halacha of the Baal vis-a-vis his wife is different than other kroivim. Because the Gemara says in Yevamos and Daf Pei Tes that the Baal is metamet even to ishto ktana, even though the nesuin is only midrabanan. The Gemara says, mishum she'asur k'meis mitzvah, because since he's the one who's going to be Yorisha, so other people are not going to be interested in being Oisik in the Kfura. Let the one who's the Yorish, let him take care of it. And therefore, they considered her like a Mace Mitzvah. And a Mace Mitzvah is a Kohen Kibim Tama to a Mace Mitzvah. And since they said this halacha by Ishto Ktana, we can assume that the same halacha applies to Ishto Gdoila as well. So, therefore, a husband who's metama to ishto, he's metama on two levels, and it's chayiv to be misabel her, one b'toras korov, and also he's chayiv to metama to her to be koyver her metama meis mitzvah, and the Rav said that's what Rabbi Natan holds, that beyond the chiyuv. That the husband is chayev in kfuas ishto as one of the tnoi ksuba, and also toz korov, he's also chayev to koiver her b'toras meis mitzvah, and the definition of meis mitzvah is mishein lo kovrim. So therefore, the chiyev of the husband preempts everybody else, and is mafkia other the chiyev kfura that would otherwise be on the other kvovim. So now is for entry the kasha, which the Rosh is, because the ones by normal kvov, not by baal, by other kvovim, the ones who are yorish, their chiyuv is not as b'toras meis mitzvah. That's only baal legabe ishto. So their chayev b'toras the shibud mamon, because they yorish their father, and beyond that, there's also chiyuv kfura mitzad hilchas avelus, and that chiyuv is equal on all the kvovim, and therefore the chiyuv of the yorishim, let's say the sons, is not mafkia the chiyuv of the other kvovim, and therefore the other kvovim are still the halacha of aninus applies to them, and they would be also be bosa v'yayin and also to do mitzvahs. Now Tosis also quotes that Rabbeinu Tam was mesupik. This Rabbeinu, the Tosis says the story was that Rabbeinu Tam was in a different city. What would have been the halacha of Rabbeinu Tam in the same city? Would he still have been makel on himself that he could have eaten bosa v'yayin? So in order to explain that suffix of Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara says here in Brochen on Yud Ches that a Meshamis HaMeis, even though it's not his own Meis, he's Potim Na Mitzvahs because he's Oisek Mi Meshamis the Meis. But that's only when he's actually being Oisek in the Meis. As opposed to the Chiyuv of a Korov, that he's always, since there's a Chiyuv Kfura on him, to be koivered the mace. So even shalobishas, the actual asik, since there's a chiyuv on him to do the kfura, so if it's his own mace, so the etzim, the actual chiyuv kfura itself, patas him for the mitzvahs, even at the time that he's not actually physically engaged in the kfura mamish. And that's the loch. The Gemara says that the mace shemasur l'rabim alakatofim, they gave it over to others to do the kvura. So from the time that he gives it to somebody else, Tosh says that since he's no longer involved in the kvura, and he's not planning, for example, to go to the levaya, so the giving it over to the pallbearers and to the others, the masur l'katofim, that is the conclusion of his involvement in his askus with the kvura. And that was the key of his askus, and beyond that, he's the chiyuv avelus, and it begins with him, and the chiyuv aninus ends, and it's no longer called mesel mutal lefanov. But before the kfura and before that, the chovas kfura itself is what patas him from mitzvahs, and therefore. That may be what was the suffix in Contra Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosis suffix in Contra Rabbeinu Tam. What would have been had he been in the place where his sister was, in the same city? Because the suffix would have been, what's the reason that an oinen is potem in a mitzvah? Is it because the Chovas Kfura is... the Chovas Kfura itself patters from, and is called an oinen. Or is it that the Ptur oinen for mitzvahs is because he's misasik b'kfura, and even though he's not mamish misasik, but the Chovas Kfura on him is considered his askus. So if it's because of the Chovas Kfura, the Etzim Chova, so then B'makom Baal, even if it's in the same city, as we said, the Baal, since the Ishto has a din of Meis Mitzvah, and the Baal is Chai B'Torah's Meis Mitzvah, so Meis Mitzvah means She'en Lo Kvovim, Ein Lo Kovrim, so that excludes everybody else, and there's not Kiyah the Chiv from anybody else, and therefore even if at any time had been in the city. But if it's because the his Askus, the Chovas is askus, so even though if it wasn't his mace, if it's somebody else, somebody who's not related to him, so then of course the Chivas askus is only when he's actually engaged in being misasik would part him. However, but in his own mace, the tour is, even though he's not mamish being misasik but poil, but all the time that the mace is not nikba, since the chiv is on him, and since he could be engaged and will be engaged, he'll go to the levaya, so that itself, his askus is a poiter. So if he was in the same city, that would have patted him, and he would have been considered an oiner, even though there is a baal.